been here 2 days, and we've had a very busy schedule. We met with people from the American Embassy, and then we went to a ribbon cutting for Vermeer and Vermeer Manufacturing from Pella. It has a new plant here in Beijing. They have not only a manufacturing facility, but also a customer service and facility, and they had their entire board of directors here. So Marian Drenga, who's the president, and her brother, and all the members of the board of directors were there, and so that was a wonderful event. And then we've also, we hosted a thank you dinner for the soybean procurement companies that purchased $4.3 billion worth of soybeans last February. And then we've also met with a number of other Chinese companies that are interested in reverse investing in Iowa, direct investment in Iowa, in especially in the area of biosciences and food processing. And we think there are some great opportunities for a significant investment. We've also met with a company that's involved in wind energy, and they incidentally have put a couple of wind turbines in Nevada, Iowa, and they're looking at possibly making additional investments in the state. So there's just a lot of good things going on. Tomorrow morning we're going to meet with Minister Han, who is the Minister of Agriculture for China. He was in Des Moines for that food and agriculture symposium that was held between the Chinese Ministry of Agriculture and the USDA in conjunction with Vice President Xi's visit. So we think there's great opportunities here. And obviously, because of Vice President Xi's visit, the level of recognition for Iowa, the respect and interest in our state has grown dramatically. So we're very encouraged about the opportunity, not only for additional trade, but also for direct investment by Chinese companies in our state to create jobs.
And I understand, is Debbie Durham there with you as well?
Right here.
Well, I have to tell you, this is my third visit to China since I joined the governor in this endeavor of economic development. And I have to tell you, I have been very encouraged by the reception we've had this time. Certainly the individuals that we're meeting with, we're meeting with chief decision makers of companies, and really have seen a much greater focus this time on the direct foreign investment, as the governor has said. So much so that we have, I did a call back to my team at the authority prior to this call, because we have a list of follow-up things that we need to do so that we can prepare for hosting of many of these companies that are coming, companies that are looking for specific investment opportunities within the bioeconomy, but also a group of entrepreneurs from China who want to come and visit and just see ways that they can help the governor and the lieutenant governor fulfill their growth plan of creating 200,000 new jobs and adding to family income.
So you anticipate another visit from like a Chinese delegation to Iowa sometime in the future?
Actually, we anticipate multiple visits. We have several different companies that have an interest that will be coming to Iowa. In fact, I know that we have one company we met with today that has some people going to be there, I think, next week. Mm-hmm. Over the next several months, we had dinner with a gentleman tonight that's in the beef industry in a very big way. He's been to Iowa once already. I invited him to come back for the Iowa State Fair, and he is definitely interested in doing that. We think that we're going to see a lot of activity. And there's also a lot of interest, I think, even in Chinese tourists. If they can get their visas to come to Iowa, they're very interested in seeing why Vice President Xi Jinping is so enamored with and impressed with Iowa and the friendliness and hospitality and the people of Iowa.
Can you tell me more about the company that we'll be visiting next week?
No, I really can't give you more details on that. And these economic development items have to remain confidential. But this is a company that has some real interest in the Midwest, and they've already done some business in the United States, and we're exploring other opportunities.